Welcome to Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh Tata. This is a podcast that I started, years ago now. And it's about storytelling. I'm a writer. I write things. I like talking through writing. And this is my one-way communication channel to people who are interested in stories behind stories and stories about stories. And just stories in general. If you're new to the show, this is the third season now. Today is January 31st, 2020. This is the second episode of the 2020 season. And lots of cool things to talk about. Lots of stuff to catch you up on. The last episode, if you heard it, it was my conversation with these really cool friends of mine who are authors and designers who made a book. In the intro of that, I told you lots of stuff was happening, and the intro was my recap. Well, that was 20 days ago, and let me just tell you, so much has happened in these 20 days. I'm actually not going to be super stringent about being on schedule with story talking this year, just because of what you're about to hear me say. Blame me life, as far as content goes, Blame me life is my baby. It's my child. It's my darling. And in the last episode, I told you how I was going to start it on January 17th. The first episode came out on January 17th. The trailer came out January 10th. And today is a milestone. It is One More Night with Mira is the name of the first audio play. If you've heard it, thank you so much for listening to it. Thank you so much for supporting it. Thank you so much for supporting me and being a part of this experience that I wanted to give you. The milestone is, I don't know how to even fathom what just happened. 10,000 listens on One More Night with Mira. We hit that number earlier today, around noon. And the reason why that number matters, I mean, it's not, podcasts aren't YouTube videos. They don't get views as easily as a YouTube video can. If you, especially a new show, like Play Me Life had no existence 2 weeks ago, really. I mean, yeah, 3 weeks ago, it definitely didn't exist. And now it has had, on just one episode, on just One More Night with Mira, the full audio play, 10,000 listens. And listens is not views. You get a view on YouTube if you click on a video and it starts playing. But in the audio format, in the audio world right now, a listen is if you listen to at least, if someone heard at least 30 seconds of the episode. So that means 10,000 people, well, 10,000 times the episode was listened to for at least 30 seconds. But here's the even better thing to celebrate. Based on a sample size that I got from, so it's 10,000 across, by the way, a bunch of different platforms. I get a sample data from, I get different data from different platforms and I aggregate it. They don't overlap or anything. But one of the sample datas that I have also gives me demographic statistics. It tells me how many people listen to it, tells me where they listen to from, where they listen from. And it told me something very, very interesting and amazing. About 64%, 65% of people who listened to the first 30 seconds, which is those 10,000 people, so 65% would be 6,500 people, listened to the whole play. So that means between the first 30 seconds till the last 30 seconds, we retained the audio, the show retained 2/3 of the audience. And that is really amazing given the, again, comparison that you can have to a YouTube video, where many people, if the video is longer than 5 minutes, the drop-off is insane. So thank you for showing, if you had any part in it, even if you didn't, thank you for showing this love for that show. It is. I did not expect it. I was hoping, obviously, for people to listen to it, but I didn't expect it to be so great. So I'm working on episode 2 already. Episode 2 is going to be called... Okay. I'm pretty sure episode 2 is going to be this next story that I'm going to tell you about. It's called The Temptation. And it is very, very, very different from One More Night with Mira. It is quite... It's not as... I'd say... In terms of, like, in One More Night with Mira is an emotional story. There's a lot of, people are expressing themselves. There's a lot of highs and lows in terms of people expressing their feelings. And there's some voices being raised. There's some anger. There's some crying. It's a roller coaster, One More Night with Mira. However, The Temptation is just, it's twisted. It's naughty, it's naughty in a sinister way, not in a, you know, dirty way or anything. Although, you know, who knows how the final product comes out. So the script is done. I'm going to cast it soon. And that's very, I'm going to record it in February. Today's January 31st. So I'm definitely going to record it in February. That's the goal. And hopefully it'll come out within the same idea, I think probably within 2 weeks of launching it. Sorry, of recording it. So, yeah, that's exciting. The other really cool thing that happened this month already in the last 20 days, well, technically just in the last 2 weeks, I was at the Jaipur Literature Festival, and I had been there a year before, but as their podcast partner, because I do the JLF podcast, which is called Jaipur Bites. But last week was JLF, starting from the 23rd. I got there on the 22nd, and then starting from the 23rd to the 27th, Thursday to Monday, I was at the festival as one of the speakers because I was moderating sessions for Poetry Darbar, which is my other show. And at the festival, we had Poetry Darbar live, and that was really cool. I moderated these 4 sessions. A total of 25 poets were on stage across the 4 sessions that I did, one every day for Thursday to Sunday. And at the same time, I also recorded 14 exclusive one-on-one chats with authors. All of that is on the Jaipur Bites podcast right now. It was a very, very, very fun experience for me. I was just so blown away by the amazing, talented people that I got to talk to and meet. And barely made it to one session. I didn't actually attend any session fully during the festival. Everything I did was... either sitting, I mean, I maybe got like maximum 7-8 minutes of a few sessions before I had to either go record something or go edit something or go moderate something or attend a party, which they're really cool at the festival. I would recommend, you know what? I'm going to recommend that if once in your life you can be invited to the festival as a speaker, go live that dream. Speaking of dreams, I've had a couple days to now recover from the high that is the festival, because you really are treated like royalty there, and I met so many amazing people, and they all were very kind to me about learning about Play Me Life, learning about Poetry Darbar, learning about me, what I do, why I do it, what drives me. And one question kept coming up, maybe because of the people that were asking it. Everyone kept asking me if I have ever published a book. People assumed that if I was a speaker, that I was an author as well. And I would laugh at it sometimes, but a part of me felt a little silly that I'm talking to these authors and my badge and their badge says speaker. So of course they're going to assume that I'm also an author. But I'm not. And it was during a conversation with one of the speakers as well, who is an author, where I said, you know, the person said that, Lux, you've done a lot. You don't have to feel like writing a book is something that needs to be a part of that. And I was like, yeah, you're right. The creative voice I have comes through the podcasts I make, comes through the Play Me Life, comes through Launchora and everything I've tried to do with that platform. But it still feels like if there was ever going to be a time for me to write a book, it would be after what I've experienced at this festival. Because why not write a book? That's the question that's been on my mind for the last 2 days. Why not write a book? It's a different medium. It requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of detailed structuring of one story. So I've been working on an idea the last 2 days. It is very fresh. I didn't even know what the idea was really going to be called until yesterday. Well, I'm technically working on two ideas, but one of them is going to become a book. And I can tell you a little bit about both. But one of them is going to be a book and the other may not be a book. It may be something else. So let's talk about the first one that is probably going to be a book. It's a story. It's going to kind of be a novel. It'll be one story told through time. And it's called Six Scenes from a Marriage. That's the current working title that I came up with yesterday. And it's Six Scenes from a Marriage. It's exactly what the title says. And I like that title because it tells you exactly what you're about to read. And I don't know if the six scenes are going to be in order. I may make them out of order just to see if structurally that tells the story in a better way, in a more full way. So that's something I'm going to figure out as I go. But it is going to be a marriage told over years, the story of one couple told over years and years, but every scene is going to be in real time. So I'm not going to be jumping within a chapter. So it's just going to be six chapters, really. So hopefully the book won't be too long. I'm imagining about 200 pages or so. Yeah, around 200 pages. So 30 to 40 pages a scene. And there are going to be time jumps in between scenes. And I may not tell the story in order. But the reason that this is the idea I wanted to pursue was really based on, I asked myself a question like, Lux, what are you most interested in exploring in a larger format? What story do you want to tell that travels through time and follows basically, you know, a select amount of characters through time, which is what to me an exciting novel would be. And I want to write what I want to read. And I'm not a fan of long novels that spend too much time on description and not enough on taking the story forward. And I'm not saying that as a criticism of novels. It's just my taste. And that's the one hesitation I've always had about writing a book, is that I just don't want to spend a year of my life writing something that even I don't want to read, because I'm trying to fill in pages and I don't want to do that. And of course, I'm saying all of this to make it sound so easy. I'm pretty sure it won't be easy, but why wouldn't you want to do anything easy, right? I want to make this thing because I want to make it. And I didn't feel that until this week. I told myself that one day maybe I'm going to write a book, but not until I know I'm feeling it. Not until I know that this is something that's going to happen, that's going to be something I want to focus on my time on, given that I've also signed up myself to do all these other things, including Play Me Life, which is going to be, at least in my mind, as of right now, 2020, I'm going to make 6 of those. So it's already January has ended. So January is gone. I'm going to take another month to make the second one. So yeah, it's going to take a while. But luckily with Play Me Life, I've gone through the first one. So I know the process. I know what time commitment it requires from me. And I also know what the 6 stories are going to be. I've written 5 of them already. They're finished. And I have 1 left, which I'm still working on, which regular listeners will know as of right now is called Subconscious Uncoupling. But that's probably going to take a title change. And yeah, I have written more of that, just not in the last, well, couple weeks, because I'm working on the second script. So 6 Scenes from a Marriage, that's the first idea that I have that I'm going to work on this year. Of course, none of this is really rock solid, because if you've heard me for over a year, you know I tried to write something called Dual Stories, which is a very twisted story, which is the other idea that I have for what may or may not be a book in some form. And that idea is called What If Isms. I'm going to repeat in case my cold, well, I always have a cold, but in case my nasal voice did not get it right. That other idea is called What If Isms, and it's one word. And it's a collection of disconnected stories where each story is asking a what if question. And they're speculative fiction. They're not science fiction, really, but they are going to ask a what if question, which makes the world the story is set in a little different from the world we live in. And that's all I know of that idea right now. The reason it may not become a book, it may become another format, is because I don't think, and this is based on conversations I've had with people about this kind of stuff, especially during the last week when I was surrounded by writers, a collection isn't always easy to get people to not just buy, but also understand the concept. It may be simpler to try another format, such as the audio format. So I'm not against that. They might be these one-off stories that you get in another format. I don't know yet. I may know in a couple months, but given that I want to focus on Play Me Life and possibly start working on this book soon, yeah, I don't know if I want to add on a third thing. Because remember, I do still have to make the Jeopardy Bites podcast regularly. And Poetry Darbar is doing really well. I'm very, very excited for 2020. And I want to end on this one idea, which I actually asked one of the writers that I was interviewing for the podcast at the festival, which was, how do you know, and I don't know if this was recorded, it's honestly very hard for me to even remember what part of my experience at JLF was on mic and off mic, just because there were so many conversations, and many of them were recorded and many weren't, so I don't know. But it's this idea of, how do you know that an idea is going to fit a certain format? Because to be honest, like, every idea I was having until the festival was for Play Me Life, because all my creativity especially all my fiction writing, was being made with that medium in mind. And the medium itself comes with its limitations. I know that everything in Play Me Life is going to be pretty much in real time, in that every scene's going to take place. If it's a 5-minute scene, it's happening for the characters, it's in 5 minutes as well. It's not like I'm time jumping or doing that, except there is one story. Actually, there are a couple stories where there are time jumps, but that's besides the point. I wanted to explore other ideas, which the audio, or at least the Play Me Life format, wasn't necessarily going to be the best one for. And instead of thinking of where that story would go, I won't think about it because I want to stick to the format. So now that I have these other ideas, Six Scenes from Marriage only happened in my head when I was like, okay, Laksh, if you were going to write a book, what is it going to be about? What is it going to be about? It wasn't, what story do you want to tell? It wasn't, what are the characters? I have no idea who the characters are from that story. I don't know what their marriage is. I have absolutely no clue about that. But I just knew that I want to tell a story through time about a couple, and that's it. And if that is better in a book, then that's where it's going to go. And if the other idea, the what-if-isms, if it comes in across in a book, then that's cool. If I end up making it for the audio format, then that's what it'll be. And then it'll be something that I guess is parallel to Play Me Life as an audio show, as a podcast. So I guess the takeaway from this final thought is, when you think of a story, maybe this is a question that you can ask yourself. When you're thinking of what you want to say, how often does the medium or the format with which you want to say it affect what you want to say? Yeah, so that's the takeaway from this episode of Story Talking with Laksh. Think about that. See what comes to mind. Send me questions. I did a few of those in the last season in 2019, where I answered questions from writers on Launchora about the writing process, and they had these questions for me. Send me more questions. I'd be happy to explore them on this podcast. I generally like the idea of answering questions because it gives me structure. And then I know that, oh, I can answer that with one story talking with Laksh, and then use it to make something with the podcast. So that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. And thank you for showing your support again to One More Night with Mira. I will keep you all updated on everything that goes on with the next episode of that. And of course, if I end up writing this book, then the 2020 season of Story Talking is gonna very heavily talk about all of that. Yeah. I won't be able to not talk about it. So you have that to look forward to. All right. I'll see you in the next one.